This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
If you've been a fan of the show, you're AML, ADL, you know Billy from Billy's Ball Bags. Now, years ago, I got a text from Lizzie Hale, the lead singer for Hailstorm, and it just said, "This is for you." And it was a link to billysballbags.com, which made me laugh. And it just became such a great running joke that we had to get in touch with Billy. And over the years, Billy sent us many testies. Over the years, we've got Christmas ornaments. We've got magnets for your refrigerator. They're vaginas. They're testicles. They're long ones, short ones, different colored ones. Ones with hair, ones without hair. Buttholes that can hold your napkins or your towels, your car keys, if you want. It's pretty genius. And it's something that's purely his. And everybody dreams of being in a business, but I don't know that everybody dreams of being in the ball bag business. But it makes the news now. I'm watching this. This is from Stamford Bridge. It's in the UK. And the guy is out doing Sky Sports on the street. And you see a guy approaching from behind. He's got something in his hand. And he ends up holding him as close as he can to the camera, but still staying behind the reporter. But he goes, and he just keeps repeating, and you can barely hear it. He's saying, "These fell out of your mouth. These fell out of your mouth."
Your move for Jadon Sancho. I think Chelsea would say it's an opportunistic move. This is a player who 3 years ago was part of a £85 million transfer.
Then the cameraman jumps on it. Mm.
We had an interloper there, so we'll leave that.
Yeah, so I thought, man, it's a good time to get caught up with Billy from Billy's Ball Bags.
Based out of Blackpool, England, our next guest is the creator of one of our favorite items we've introduced on this show, Billy's Ball Bags, making realistic, anatomically correct-looking testicle treasures and much more. And a few days ago, he got some unexpected coverage when an internet prankster interrupted a Sky Sports live report in Great Britain waving a big set of Billy's balls. Please welcome, from billysballbags.com, longtime friend of the show, Billy.
Billy, how have you been?
Hey, Johnny, how are you?
Good.
I'm good.
Listen, now you're all over the news again. How about this?
Oh, God, yeah, it turns out that when your balls turn up on live TV, it's really good for business.
It's fantastic. And by the way, has it sent people towards your website? Did people know that and find you over it?
Yeah, that's the thing. It tends to happen. So if one of my products pop up somewhere and goes kind of viral, people jump on and someone like Tracy will jump on and say, "What is that? Or where are they from?" And people will tag me and link to the store and everything. So yeah, it always finds its way back to me. So it's great. It's really good.
You produce the Cadillac of balls, my friend. Nobody produces a set of testes like you. You are...
Thanks, Johnny.
I mean, they're
always so kind.
they are amazing. And people don't realize until you've gone to billysballbags.com. Billy's, it's plural. Billysballbags.com. I guess possessive. Billysballbags.com.
Oh yeah.
You can see everything he offers. The bollocks. It's two different skin tones. It's with hair, without hair. There's the large one. There's the extra large one. There's the original one. All of them at different, what you could say, sized men and times in their life. Some feel like summertime. Some feel like October, right? A little chillier time in a man's life. It's Some are on a keychain, which, by the way, the one thing I can never keep up, if you always send me keychains and I always end up giving them away because every one of my friends wants one of them. Like, they all say it's gross and then everybody wants it.
Exactly, yeah. And it helps with when you lose your keys, you can always find them again pretty sharpish.
Yeah, that's it. But they're so good that for women, honestly, it makes me laugh out loud. The we're getting ready to go back into Christmas time. The Christmas ornaments are incredible. I've hidden them on friends' trees. You've even got into wrapping paper now. That is,
yeah.
I think that's going to be perfect for Christmas. And it's got little anuses, little vaginas. What else does it have? Little balls. It's got everything.
Yeah. It is a special time of year, isn't it, Christmas? Yeah. So you gotta.
Yes, and the Billy's bum holder that had to go over huge.
Yeah, so that one recently, someone bought two and put them in their shower, and it holds the shower gel and whatnot. But that went viral on a page where it says things with faces. So the bum hole looked like the eyes, and then there was a towel rail, and then that just linked back to the store, and people found it, and yeah, we sold quite a few bum holders recently.
Well, and the thing about the Billy's bum holder, and you guys have to understand this, when I tell you it's funny because they look real, these are the most realistic balls, test, whatever you want to call it, like that you've ever seen. And the same goes for this anus. When you look at it, you're like, oh man, that really, that's a real butthole. That's not someone's version of a butthole. That's not someone drew a butthole. That's someone's, whose butthole is that?
Well, everything I make and design is off human reference, but not anyone that I know personally. It's usually found on the internet. There's a few websites out there where you can find naked people.
Yes, I've heard that. But it's disturbing, and that to me is what makes it so funny. Now, you know what? This is a great question. I don't know that I noticed on mine. Do you sometimes put hair around the butthole?
Oh, yeah. So we don't sell it with hair on, but if someone asks for a hairy bum hole, we can give them a hairy bum hole.
Yeah.
But I have put it on there too. This is a good question. Actually, another one. I did a video where I put in little bits of tissue, which hang on. So this is the question. What do you call them? So when you wipe after going for a poo, sometimes little bits of tissue and feces can collect in the hair. Now, I call them, I've grown up knowing them to be winnets.
Winnets?
I don't know whether that's winnets. That's a British thing, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
What do you call them?
Well, I mean, it could be dingleberries. Like that's,
dingleberries, yeah.
Dingleberries would be one term for it.
One.
But I think like butt fetty, it'd be better. You know what I mean?
I've not heard of that one. That's good. That's good.
But I love the fact that this is an idea you had. You had a career going, and you employ all relatives. Like, is it your in-laws or also your parents?
Oh yeah, that's my mother-in-law.
Yeah.
She puts the pubes into the ball bags.
By the way, the least offensive for you guys to buy is, it came out last year or the year before, it's the Big Toe Croc Charm, and it undersells it. What it is, if you know anybody with Crocs, it's a hyper-realistic toe, got a little hair on the toe, but you put it through the hole in the top of the Croc, and it looks like your big toe is sticking out. I had no idea how many of my friends, A, wore Crocs, and B, their kids lost their minds. Like, my buddy Chuck's children think that's the greatest. They both wear them. They wear them all the time, and they have to have the toe sticking out.
Oh, amazing. That's so good.
Absolutely love it. They absolutely love it. You can see everything we're talking about at billysballbags.com. But the hairy testicle key ring, the fanny magnet, which fanny in England would be known, it's a vagina.
Yep.
Billy's coin purse. I have a friend who runs a pinball bar, so he always has to have quarters around, and he has one of your ball bag coin purses.
Oh, I need to send you even more, Johnny. This is music to my ears. I need to be handing them out left, right, and center.
Oh,
to all the famous people.
Dude, I'm telling you. Well, you know, I tried to talk Lizzie Hale. That's, and you know, that's who sent it to me from Hailstorm. And she was like, I can't do that, John. And I go, Lizzie, I'm begging. I begged her because she will wear skirts on stage, and she's an incredible singer, entertainer, and guitar player. I go, I feel like if you could find a way to kind of hold him up and then put your foot on the monitor as you're doing a solo and just let him drop from underneath your skirt.
That would go mad. Oh my God, wouldn't it?
Oh, so funny. She's not yet agreed to that, but I do bring it up once in a while with her.
And I appreciate you keep trying.
And the uncircumcised penis, the little willy magnet, that is, it's a disturbing, disturbing look. It really is, but yet it goes on your fridge.
I think, yeah, didn't you say that it looked like something like, was it a star-nosed mole or something like that?
An albino mole, it looks like, but it also looks like one of those, what do they call them, those little space bears? Have you ever see those? What do they call them, the TARDIS? Or the, is that what they, you know what I'm talking about? They're found them in space. Yeah, a tardigrade. Look up tardigrade. TARDIGRADE. They were found in space. They're microanimals, but they also called them water bears. So, yeah, no, it's
okay. I'll check that out.
Let's face it.
One thing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say one thing that we do with the little Willy now is we wrap it in a really nice little felt bacon. So I don't know, because at Christmas we have sausage wrapped in bacon on the Christmas dinner. We call it a piggy in a blanket.
That's right.
And do you have those as well? Of course.
Well, you know, my mom was from Norwich, so I lived in England for 3 years.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course, yeah. So we've coined it as the piggy in a blanket.
It's very nice.
Little Willy poking out a little felt bacon. And it looks really, really cute. And if you were to put it on the Christmas tree, it blends in perfectly. But if you really take a close look,
it's a little penis. And what will help you enjoy these even more is if you're drinking and you know what a beer bong is. He also offers the ultimate. It is an uncircumcised penis beer bong, and you can chug whatever you decide you want out of it for $34. And I tell you, at Christmas, I got to believe eggnog's a huge hit.
Oh, God. That's me making a new video now for my TikTok.
But all of
all
these,
over my face.
Oh, yeah. These ball bags, the gift package, you can get them. They come, they're great. I'm telling you, you will never go wrong giving these as a gift. Billy'sBallBags.com. And they are better than they look in the pictures even. Like, when I tell you, the pictures all look incredible, but almost never do you see something online and when you get the item, it's better than the photograph. It's almost always the other way. These are even better. They're so hyper-realistic and so funny and so real. There's no way to get a picture that really shows how great they are.
Yeah, Johnny, bless you. You're so kind.
No, listen, there's a reason these are that popular. Could you have dreamed when you made your first set of balls and then just thought, let's be even weirder and put hair in it, that you would sell as many as you had?
Honestly, no. Honestly, it was a joke. It was just a joke thing that I made for a party in the first place, and I got such a good reaction that I thought, I'll try making these. I make 10, and I put them on Etsy, and they sold, and it just snowballed.
Yeah.
It is crazy, but I do love it. I think it's, I enjoy my job. It's the good part. It's amazing.
Well, listen, you're putting something into the world that's funny. Also, you're normalizing the fact that we're all weird about everything. We're weird about our buttholes and our balls. And granted, balls and buttholes are definitely not the best part of a guy. And then the penis thing. Ugh, like we're pretty gross in the overall. So we're lucky women even talk to us. So we better make it funny.
No. Yeah, that's it. I mean, I was about to give away a story then about myself in the bedroom, but I won't. I'll keep it to myself.
Listen, feel free.
The word helicopter was going to come out. But.
Oh, no, listen, I'm a big fan. We call that the pink helicopter. Absolutely.
And it's funny, right?
Yeah, of course.
Don't do it too much because it can bruise, actually.
Well, listen, I go in a circle. I don't slap it back and forth.
No, so even circular, the harder you do it, you know, because it's going to stretch. It's overstretched.
You've got some real, you're really getting after it. I'm a 3 to 5 second pink helicopter until I see the amusement on her face, and then I quit it out. I don't keep it going, for God's sake.
Maybe I overdo it, actually.
I feel like you've got music, and you've got a whole song routine going on with you. These, I'm telling you, the ball bag coin purse, hey, it's the funniest thing you could ever give anybody for a bridal shower. And you, the bumhole magnets are just hilarious. The testes, I told you, and I think I've sent you a picture. I have a anatomically correct silicone sex doll playing pinball in my living room at my house. And she's wearing shorts, and then I tied the balls around the waist, and they hang right out the short shorts. And so you don't notice it right off the bat, but of course, every one of my male friends starts checking her out because she's got large breasts, she's got a great ass. She's really realistic, but eventually their eyes go down, and they realize there's a hyper-realistic set of balls hanging underneath her. So it's it's the perfect accoutrement. It is nothing accessorizes like hairy balls.
No, I agree. We've got a blog. We've actually got a blog post on the website about how you can accessorize your ball bag. So there's a whole bunch of different costumes that people have worn along with the ball bag for sort of inspiration for Halloween. Halloween, you guys go nuts for it.
Oh,
actually.
Yeah. And you're right. There's nothing funnier than this for adult Halloween. Like, you will win every contest, every Halloween moment if you can pull this off. Now, in front of children, that's up to you. But I will tell you, you're 100% right. There's nothing funnier than this.
It works. It really does work.
Now, and in today's climate of, everybody has to choose their sense of humor. But in today's world of, are you a guy? Are you a girl? What are you going to be? That's a pretty funny goddamn op. It's an opportunity, my friend. These are all opportunities.
Yeah. I agree.
Listen, he goes as far as during COVID, you also presented the ball bag face mask, which is horrendous. It'd be a great Halloween costume, but I have one, and it is silicone, and it's not breathable, and it looks like you have you're a Balchinian. You are truly deformed with this thing.
I would say that the ball bag face mask was the thing that really put Billy's ball bags in the limelight. It during COVID, that saved me, basically. I was either going to sink or swim, and I made a mask and I swam.
It looks like a scrotum. I mean, it's got the line down the middle of your nose. It's a scrotum, man. Like, it's real.
You put it on your zombie, didn't you, for me?
No, that's right. It was on the zombie on the front door of my house, which, by the way, I think it's, I have to go home and look at it. I think it is still there.
Oh, cool.
No, this is, I'm a fan. I mean, if you're joining the show, Billy from Billy's Ball Bags. Now, I know you've always got something working. Can you tell us about anything you're thinking of?
Yeah. So it's proven that sometimes TikTok doesn't like my rudeness or crudeness. So I've decided, and it really liked the toes. So I'm not softening too much, but I'm bringing out a range of coasters, beer mats, and they're flat, but with super hyper-realistic detail in, and they're silicone still. And they've got a cork base, but the 3R, it's an areoli, a nipple.
Uh-huh.
It's a bum hole. It's a new bum hole. It's even more realistic. Very, very puckered. And then number 3 is a belly button. So like a hairy fat man's belly button.
Perfect.
So if you imagine having the full range of beer coasters around your Christmas dinner table. That's what we're going for. And they're going to be released in the next couple of weeks. So.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to see them, man. Listen, the one thing
I'll send you some pictures.
Oh, listen, send me photographs.
Johnny, I'll send you the real thing. I've got some already made. I'm going to send you some so that you can give them away to your listeners. You know how I like to send you a batch of stuff. I'll do that again, and then you can give them away.
Listen, Billy, every time we love it. I mean, the listeners go crazy for it. And you guys listening, if you're wondering, how do you find it? It's only one place, billysballbags.com. Billy's, with an S, ballbags.com. And as far as I know, you've not branched out. Like, you talked about having them sold in some stores in the States, but right now you still offer them purely through the website.
Purely through the website, yeah. Yeah.
So,
if there's anyone out there that wants to be a stockist in America, that would be really, really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen,
or if you've got your own shop.
I mean, there's got to be places. I mean, there's all kinds of opportunities for this, man. And I will tell you, I wonder if people with motorcycles like these for their handlebars.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they do. They absolutely do.
Yeah, maybe
we've had quite a few people.
We should see if we can get someone to stock them for Sturgis next year for the big motorcycle rally. Next year is going to be a huge, huge year. Next year is the 85th, right? Is the 85th anniversary of Sturgis, 85th anniversary. So I will tell you, you know, we have a great in with the Full Throttle Saloon, the largest biker bar in the world, and we go up every year to broadcast. I bet those dudes would buy them like crazy.
Oh, I need to just give you a big box.
Oh, and here's who I'd sell them to. I'd find every female motorcycle group, every group of girls that ride, every group rider that's really primarily women, and that's who would butt strap balls to their handlebars.
That would handle a bit of road rage, wouldn't it? You'd be able to de-stress.
That's right.
With a fiddle.
Yes, she is. She just rides on by and waves. Waves of the family of four in the minivan. Hey, how are you?
Yeah. Pubes just waving in the wind.
Dude, you're bringing joy to this world. Doing the Lord's work, my friend. Doing the Lord's work, Billy.
Oh, thank you so much.
Listen, Billy'sBallBags.com. Billy's Ball Bags. I can't wait to see the new coasters, the areola, the belly button, the anus. Definitely, man, we're going to put something together. We got to get you to the United States.
We have to. Oh, I'd love to. Even if I got a chance to visit. I mean, I've got three little kids at the minute. But once they're, you know, maybe at school, I don't know. But once they're all sorted, I'm getting over there to I want to be in your studio. That's where I want to be.
I'd love to have you. Well, you know, I was just in, I was in London 3-4 weeks ago.
I know you were. I tagged you. I did comment to see if I could get down there, but I couldn't.
Dude, it was such a great show. AC/DC live at Wembley Stadium was life-changingly wonderful. Like, it was most joyful, fun. Man, I'm telling you, nobody has a better audience than AC/DC in London. It is the happiest, most beer-drinking, arms around each other, song-singing sons of bitches I've ever been around. It was absolute perfection.
Oh, amazing. That sounds ace.
It was great. Well, listen, I'd love to have you in the studio anytime. You get here, all you have to do is show up. You're on the air all day long, man. And we'll look for something. We'll figure it out. We're going to find a way to get you to the United States.
Yeah, awesome. I really do appreciate it. Always, Johnny.
Always.
Really do.
Billy'sBallBags.com. Billy's Ball Bags. Hang on, Billy. Hang on, man.
We've got big balls. Dirty big balls. He's got big balls. She's got big balls. But we've got the biggest balls of them all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.